The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Right, Jodie Mears won't be behind the wheel of a car for a year after pleading guilty to drink driving at Bellevue Hill back in June. Well, $1,100 as well, boys. She blew over 0.181, nearly four times the legal limit.
She had no licence. Her licence was suspended as well.
We've got a lot of people thinking that perhaps there's one set of rules for celebrities and one set of rules for others when it comes to punishments dealt out by the courts. But there is a lady we're about to speak to now. Her name is Stacey Broyle. She was a witness to the events happening with Jodie, and perhaps we're even going to ask her whether or not she was close to being clipped by Jodie's car. But Stacey, how are you this morning?
Good, good. How are you? Yeah, good. On the way to uni, actually.
What was that?
On the way to uni, actually.
Oh, okay, Stace.
What are you studying, Stacey?
I'm a sport and exercise management.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, now Stacey, on the night of the drama with Jodie, what exactly happened and where were you?
So pretty much along O'Sullivan, she was driving in the opposite coming way of traffic and she was under the influence of alcohol, hit some stationary cars, took up, and literally her Range Rover was flying at my car.
Wow. Gee whiz.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Now, when you heard the result of the punishment she got yesterday, were you surprised or what did you think?
I wasn't surprised, actually, because, I don't know, I guess celebrities always get away with things, so it's just... that happening again.
Yeah, it's kind of like, obviously celebrities are a lot more under the microscope than your Joe average, but also when it comes to these type of things, you seem to see that celebrities get a better run of the groin.
Well,
definitely. Also, $1,100 isn't a lot for a celebrity to pay as a fine.
She has been humiliated, though. I mean, there has been 6 months of Jodie Mears. She was on the front page of the paper. True. An ordinary person gets caught drink driving. They don't get that.
That's right. Said, mate. That's a pretty pro quo.
Let's cut to the chase here. We've seen soft sentencing with some fairly horrific crimes.
Yes.
Right, so I don't think we can... I think there's just inconsistencies right across the board. Hey, Stacey, do you know Jodie at all? Have you met her before or...?
No, like on the night, I didn't even know if she noticed us. She might not even have known if we were in that car.
Yeah.
She probably saw that she was flying. I don't know if she saw because it was slipping, but yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No, I'm sure she knows me now from all the media stuff.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Has she apologised to you? Have you had a conversation at all?
With Jodie?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, Stacey, it's certainly an eventful night, and I think a lot of people had a lucky escape. Stacey, appreciate your time, mate. Get to uni, and good luck with the future, pal.
Thank you. Thank you,
Stacey.
Make sure you pay off that hex, too, by the way.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.